5 for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spy.
Let's go, baby, let's go, let's go. Get your headphones plugged in. Hey! One more time. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, July 30th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Keep that drop alive.
Yeah.
This changeover is tough.
This
changeover is tough.
It's a grind.
Hammer, we'll see you.
It's a grind.
3 o'clock. We'll talk Kings basketball with James when he returns with us later on in the show. And yeah, of course, we'll pick up right where we left off. Some news came out regarding Jonathan Kuminga today. I guess feels like the Warriors are just talking to anyone who will listen.
And nobody's listening. And the Warriors are trying
well,
to.
Well, what I mean, but I mean our
reports.
Brother Anthony and Sam and yeah. These different people who are doing a great job of reporting on this. Like those are Warriors reporters.
Yeah, which will also lead if I was Jonathan Kuminga to the distrust that I have for this organization.
Mm-hmm.
You're out here. We're negotiating. We're putting out terms. You've already done the situation before where you said turn down $30 million a year or something like that. Like, at every turn, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, this is how I feel with them. Not saying that's how everybody should feel or how I feel. But at every turn, you show how distrustful you are. You show how you continue to try to make me look bad by the things that you talk to the reporters about and make sure that they get out in the public, the public contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no, and then you want me to waive my no trade clause
mm-hmm.
and you want me to accept some type of deal where there's a team option with you guys.
And to be clear, it's a figurative waive of the no trade clause with on a qualifying offer. You can't be traded. And if he were to sign that 2-year deal with the team option the second year, it's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the qualifying offer. It's a contract, which is why there's that increase in pay and the option the second year. And Kuminga's people see through it. Literally everyone sees through it. Mm-hmm. It's just an opportunity, one, to prolong this a little bit and give a team an opportunity to acquire Jonathan Kuminga in February for a year and a half because it's a team option. And so they can pick up that second year to see what they have with Jonathan Kuminga. And now all of a sudden he loses control of his future.
Right.
And he's compensated for it in the short term, but he loses control of his future.
Right.
And I don't blame Kuminga. I don't blame Kuminga's team for just flat out saying no. And now this stuff, well, the Warriors might cut off sign and trade talk. All right, bro, cut him off. Go ahead. Do it. Because the other scenario is just as bad for you. So we could play, and that's what's so dumb about this posturing is everyone knows you're full of crap. That's all we're witnessing from the Golden State Warriors right now is public posturing because they're in the defensive mode,
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand why. If y'all are this comfortable with your team and you're this comfortable with letting this 22-year-old kid go, yo, stick your chest out. You had no problem sticking your chest out when you was talking about him last year. Stick your chest out and just say, hey, play on the qualifying. We don't care what you do.
Right.
Do it. But all of this fake ass, oh, we're going to cut the fam. Go ahead. Do it. Because clearly, to go to what you said earlier, I don't think the Kings are budging. Like Scott Perry, like clearly the Kings like Jonathan Kuminga. Clearly the Kings would like to do something with Jonathan Kuminga and have him on this team and see what they could do with him moving forward. But they're not falling all over themselves to get this done. And talking about the Warriors want Keon Ellis. You don't get an asset you want mm-hmm. for one that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just call it what it is. We don't want these two guys so you can have
mm-hmm.
him. And you send us the guy that you don't want and we'll part friends.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, keep it moving.
Drew Down in the chat talks about sarcastically with his Warriors colored glasses. I don't know why they haven't traded him for Carter and Sarge either. Number one, we understand what type of trade package that is. We're not saying it's the greatest one ever. Also, you're talking about draft picks in that situation, draft compensation. Also, would you rather have that and some draft capital or absolutely nothing? Well, and if they're cool with having absolutely nothing, because let's be perfectly clear, Jonathan Kuminga is not coming back to the Warriors. And if he signs a qualifying offer, it's going to be a no-trade clause. You're not going to be able to trade anything for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you talk about sticking, if
the
you're
the second
good,
he signs that paper, you're done.
You're finished.
You get nothing.
And Kuminga would be ridiculous to sign any contract with them that waived a no-trade clause situation. So,
unless it's a four-year contract for the amount of money that he wants.
That too.
Then do what you want.
That
I'm getting my money either way.
But the notion that you'll just sign so you'll be able to trade him, bro, stop. Like, if you're going to be good with just letting him walk for nothing, be good with that. But don't act like that's not the reality of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. We'll come back. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. There's much more on this. ESPN had an interesting list of the teams that missed the playoffs last year. And as at odds as we can be with national media, when you read between the lines, they actually think a lot like D'Lo and Casey do. Hmm. We'll explain what we're talking about when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Interesting news day.
Go ahead. My bad.
No, I just saw the Shannon Sharpe stuff. not that Shannon was. Well,
where the hell have I been at?
Well, it's Shannon was fired. That's not. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's terribly unexpected. Mm-hmm. But Shannon was let go at ESPN. So that's the story. Yeah, he had been on leave, suspension. I'm not exactly sure which one. But yeah, he's out at ESPN. So
all right, we'll see what's next for Shannon.
Gilbert Arenas, he's out too. Just in a very different way. Gilbert and five other defendants, including a suspected high level member of an Israeli transnational organized crime group, were arrested today on a federal indictment alleging they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at an Encino Mansion Arenas owns.
Wow. Canaan.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Anytime I read a news story with Israeli transnational organized crime group, high-level member, cool. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Not my job.
Yeah. Well,
shout out Mac Dre. My job.
Good luck to everybody involved. And we'll leave it at that. I did just come across something. It was actually our brother Bonte posted it. It was something from a Warriors news thing, like the Kings beats, like Warriors talk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of had a breakdown of Shams report that I have not read or heard, but apparently the offers, now I don't know if they're combining the two teams,
mm-hmm.
or you know, they're in the same vicinity enough to where that they could be lumped together, but again, according to Shams, there's substantial money offers out there from both Sacramento and Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works with Sacramento. We'll ask James when he comes back in a couple of hours, because I'm just too stupid to understand what you can and can't do. But it seems like there are financial offers out there for him. Mm-hmm. Good, you know, something a lot closer to what he's looking for. It's just the Warriors can't seem to get what they want in trade return.
All right. I'm not sure. This was something that I asked earlier as well. What the Warriors need to sit down and figure out, what does this outcome look like for us? What are we trying to get out of this? Are we trying to get the greatest trade package of all time? or are we trying to get something back in return in a market that has devalued a guy like Jonathan Kuminga and his trade value and get ourselves together to try and make a championship run? I thought that's what this was all about. I thought all of this stuff, getting Jimmy Butler and trying to get everything in a row, was we're trying to get number five for Steph Curry. This whole charade that you're going through with Jonathan Kuminga and even threatening to bring him back into that locker room, you think that's going to get you closer to where you want to be? Like, I think they need to have a what are we doing here moment. Like, we got kind of lost in the sauce with not trying to get pushed around and get best value. What are we doing here? What are we really trying to do here with this franchise? Every time anybody talks about it, it's win a championship. All right. Is messing around with Jonathan Kuminga the best way to stay focused on winning a championship right now? I would say no. Let's stop with the charade. And whatever you do, whether it's the Kings or the Suns or whatever, let's stop playing around and get this done so we can get back to the goal that we have for this franchise.
I was able to find the actual Shams report here that I was referring to a minute ago, and it reads as such. Kuminga and his agent Aaron Turner have used July to explore their sign and trades offers. The most significant negotiations have been with the Sacramento Kings and Phoenix Suns, getting proposals, plural, getting proposals up to 4 years, approaching $90 million in total, including a player option for the final season, sources said. Phoenix has made the most lucrative push via sign and trade. That tells me a couple of things. The approaching $90 million offer was clearly from Phoenix and not from Phoenix and Sacramento. How close was Sacramento's offer to what Phoenix has offered financially? Two, if it's in the vicinity, and we'll say vicinity being $15 million within, we'll say $75 million from Sac. Well, $75 million, I feel like, is in the vicinity.
Feels like, yeah.
Maybe the Kings' interest in Jonathan Kuminga is a little bit more serious than we thought. If we're talking numbers approaching, you know, $75, $80 million, that is significant interest. The game we're playing now is, and I'm sure Sacramento is looking at Phoenix going, they have nothing to give.
Right.
And so you may want this player, this, but you may want something from us. You're not going to be able to get that from them. And if we're the two teams making these financial, you've got a choice to make. A little bit or nothing. And that's what we were talking about before the commercial break a minute ago. You want a little bit or you want nothing.
Our guy, the Hall of Famer, Mark Spears, is on NBA TV today. Actually, a little while ago, and was just kind of breaking down a little bit more of what's going on behind the scenes with Kuminga and the Kings and the Warriors and all this other stuff. I suggest he got that clip, man. We could run that.
Yeah, this quote's all over the chat right now. Here is Mark Spears from NBA Today, the Hall of Famer.
He wants to go.
And the Kings are offering a starting spot.
Okay.
Power forward next to Keegan Murray, next to Sabonis. He's talked on a
pause
on a Zoom call with Scott Perry, as you know, the GM.
Work that out for me. Hey, let's work this out in real time. He's offering a starting spot alongside Keegan Murray. Who's out?
DeMar, probably.
Whether Zach to two.
Yeah.
Keegan to three. DeMar gone.
DeMar
or to
gone
the bench.
On the bench. Yep.
Kuminga four. Okay, sorry, Jesse. Thank you. Go ahead.
Call with Scott Perry, as you know, the GM. B.J. Armstrong, the assistant GM, and also with their head coach.
Okay.
So he's in.
Right.
He wants to go there, but I think that first – the Warriors don't like the first. And then the Suns, I heard they're like offering Royce O'Neal in 4 seconds and Nick Richards. That's just not pretty enough.
Courage.
He wants to go.
He wants to go.
All right. A couple things going on there.
You thought you didn't like Sacramento's offer. You got to be kidding me.
Royce O'Neal in 4 seconds.
Hey, Drew, down. Devin Carter in like it, pal.
We
God
t- look,
bless
we
it.
Just took Sark off the table. Yeah. We just took Dario off the table.
You know what? You don't get him. You don't get him anymore.
So one of the things that a lot of people are also talking about in the Shams report, because there's a lot with what the Hall of Famer said,
yeah,
and combining that with what Shams report out. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to start? Let's start with Mark
and go from there, because that is prevalent for so many reasons. Yeah. That's a pretty sizable shift. Mm. If Jonathan Kuminga is brought in for the dollars that we were talking about right there, that's a pretty sizable shift right there, putting Kuminga at the four spot. Now Keegan moves to the three. You got Zach LaVine at two, Schroeder at one, of course, Domas at five. And I guess you have a situation where now DeMar DeRozan is coming off your bench. And until further notice, you've got Malik Monk on the bench, and you've got, you know, you've got that crew leading your second unit.
And that's,
I still believe there's another point guard signing, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. And that's,
I misspoke. I thought he was out of the country yesterday. He's not. He was at the Aces game. He's going out of the country in August.
Yeah. Hmm. That's also, I want to say assuming, but just factoring in that DeMar's still here. Maybe DeMar, as much as they want to, I think Scott Perry wants him around. I think Scott Perry, it's not like at all costs, but he likes DeMar DeRozan in the building more than Kings fans seem to like him in the building. But he gets this deal done with Jonathan Kuminga, and that may mean that DeMar is expendable a little bit, or, you know, he's coming off the bench. But he may give him the option to kind of fill out what he wants to do with that. Do you want to be here, be a sixth man, or do you want to go to Miami? You know, do you want to go somewhere where you can start? And with a guy like Jonathan Kuminga coming in, that and also looking at the landscape of the NBA, where there might not be contenders that would want DeMar right now, maybe DeMar is a little bit more open to coming off the bench in that particular situation. He wouldn't have been like, what are you benching me for Neat Clifford for? Like, I'm not interested in doing
that.
Didn't
even mention Neat Clifford in that.
Yeah, we're like, not interested in that. But, you know, you get a guy like Kuminga, maybe I'm a little bit more open to that as well. So you talk about a seismic shift in how we look at some things. There's also the seismic shift in some respects about where the Kings' stance might be. The Kings have laid out a situation where, hey, we want you. We're planning for you. We want to give you everything that you're looking for in basketball terms. They're not going to overextend themselves, but this doesn't necessarily, to me, feel like, if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Right,
it's
right,
like,
right,
nah,
right.
We want you. We kind of got plans for you if we can make this happen. Now, the money that they're trying to give him, that may be something that they got to work through as well. But everything that we've heard in the last week, and even reiterating today from hearing from Mark Spears and everything, is that interaction and that meeting went pretty well. Mm-hmm. And everybody came away from that, Kings front office and Jonathan Kuminga, like, hey, let's see if we can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jesse, can we hear, because I know you wanted to talk about the Shams report.
Yeah,
let's hear from Shams here real quick. Here's Ant-Man and Shams on this same NBA Today show.
Shams, I'm going to start with you. What is the latest with Kuminga and his contract negotiations here with Golden State?
Malika, this is turning into a battle of control over the short and long-term future of Jonathan Kuminga as a Warrior or otherwise. I'm told the Warriors presented Jonathan Kuminga with a two-year, $45 million offer that contained a team option in the second season, as well as him forfeiting a built-in no-trade clause as part of the deal. So far, Jonathan Kuminga has declined all the Warriors' offers. He has said no, and the theme for the Warriors right now, Jonathan Kuminga appears to want to control his destiny moving forward with two routes here. One being the qualifying offer that we see right there. He's saying he could bet on himself all day. That has an October 1 deadline, 1 year, $7.9 million. And if his mindset is about continuing to get power over his future and controlling his future, that would allow him to have a no trade clause next season. It would also give him access to unrestricted free agency in the summer of 2026. The other route for Jonathan Kuminga is sign and trades. The Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings have both had interest in him, have given him offers up to about 4 years, $90 million, have given him a player option as well, have also promised him a starting role, guaranteed minutes, and control over his future with that player option. But clearly, the Warriors, as of right now, have shunned all sign and trade offers. So right now, what we see is a stalemate between both sides, is both sides at a crossroads for a player that clearly believes that he has not been given the full amount of opportunity in Golden State. Clearly, he has a high level of self-belief right now.
Yeah, I mean, that we saw that in that social media post. There's a lot of options here is what I'm hearing that's on the table for Jonathan Kuminga. So, Anthony, you've been around this team throughout Kuminga's entire tenure, his entire time with this roster. Do the Warriors, because I hear confidence coming from Kuminga, do the Warriors feel confident that they will eventually reach a deal here?
Yeah, for sure. They've been pretty firm in the last few days saying, you know, there's a reason why it's called restricted free agency and not unrestricted free agency. They kind of, you know, hold the leverage on his future, and their preferred path clearly is the offer they put on the table. It's short term. It's full. That's how they've pitched it to Kuminga even, you know, because it's something they could maybe trade in January at full value. But they say regardless, their stance is that as of right now, they're shutting down sign and trade talks. They found nothing appealing there. And, you know, they believe he's going to be on the roster. Their stance is he will be on the roster to start next season. And if that's the qualifying offer, that's what it is. The concern there, the flip side of that, is the messiness of this. It's already, as you know, y'all can attest, has become kind of a messy restrictive free agency. Yeah. How about when this gets to training camp? How about when the veterans are around, looking around, saying, is this going to be a distraction in one of Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green's final contention seasons? Yes. I think where there's a potential, you know, pivot point, breaking point in this. But as of now, as Shams mentioned, it's a stalemate and it continues to be messy.
But right now, the Warriors are saying they're shutting down those sign and trades talks. So if they are looking to re-engage for the Warriors here at some point, Shams, what would a potential sign and trade eventually look like? Because they're saying right now they expect him to be on the roster.
Malika, the Warriors have been defiant. They want a good player. They also want an unprotected first-round pick, a good first-round pick. The Sacramento Kings, I'm told, have actually offered a first-round pick in those conversations. It's been a conditional first-round pick as well as a potential rotation player as well. But the Warriors have wanted the Sacramento Kings to give them an unprotected, fully first-round pick. The Suns, on the other hand, do not have a first-round pick to trade, so their deal would likely look at one or two rotation players and second-round draft compensation. The Warriors, though, do not want bad salary in return. They don't want these players that they feel
ass.
Don't
have. The Suns are offering you ass.
Let's risk here, Fleming.
Have the value moving forward that Jonathan Kuminga could have. So clearly, their asking price has not been met in these potential offers. There's still about a month and a half, 2 months left before Jonathan Kuminga has a real decision to make with that October 1 qualifying offer.
Okay, so it sounds like there is a whole lot still on the table that Jonathan Kuminga and the Golden State Warriors need to come an agreement.
We're good. Thanks, Jesse.
The Warriors.
That is laughable.
Look, man, people are going to get upset with this. Drew Down's going to get upset with this or whatever. The Warriors look dumb. Well, they look absolutely dumb.
Well, now hold on. They're playing a game too. Now the whole shutting down, sign and trade. Settle down
and sign them back on the qualifying offer.
I have a take. I don't think Kings fans are gonna like.
What's your talk? What you got?
We have said, and we'll get to what ESPN wrote in a couple of minutes, but no matter Kuminga or not, Russ or not, if this is the squad that takes the floor in a couple months, so be it. Mm-hmm. They're not awful. Like, I know you're frustrated. I know you don't like the future. Separate discussions. Mm-hmm. In 2026, they're not awful. Mm-hmm. You want an unprotected first-round pick?
We're on the same page. I give it real early.
Yeah, you want an unprotected first-round pick?
I'm not giving
you 29 and 30. No.
Yeah.
No. You can have 2026 unprotected. Mm-hmm. Look, if y'all want to be upset over 13, okay. Mm-hmm. If what we're talking about is unprotected, mm-hmm. you could have 2026, bro.
100%. 100%.
You can have.
That's the same thing I was thinking when I saw all that. When they talk about give them 2026. If you don't want to do that, maybe 2027. But I ain't going past 2027.
Nah,
because I don't know what the hell going on after that. I could be awful.
Nah.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
Awful with everybody off the books. You're not getting one of those. You can get one of these next 2 years, and we could do it that way. But yeah, like you said. There's real potential that they what would this year have been? 14, 13, something like that, like you said? Lost in a plane and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
The Hawks traded it. Was that the Pelicans?
I think it was 14, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 14, yeah. Sure. Sure, we could do that. I want it. I hope I don't have to give it up. But once again, that's to me. And also hearing the things that came out of meeting with Jonathan Kuminga and what they potentially are offering and all this other stuff, that's not going to stop me from making this deal.
Everyone in the Chatty House is a draft expert, and they said 2026 is too strong of a class. Fine, you could have 2027. Bro, you just can't have anything beyond that.
Yeah, people got to stop.
I still give up 2026.
You know, but look, you know why people got to stop this? You know what I mean? And I'm watching. I'm not saying they're not, but I'm watching college basketball. I'm watching EYBL, high school, all this other stuff. Didn't they say the same damn thing about this year's draft?
Same thing.
For years. That Cooper Flagg draft. You know, bro, it is stacked. And all we found out was after six people, it was like, there's not really anything here.
They changed their mind so fast on that.
They say this every time
there's a
good draft. Like, and we could have good ball players, but like literally there's 22 can't-miss prospects. Like, stop, bro. Stop. Everybody for 3 years. Yep. People were circling this draft for 3 years.
Yep.
And then we got to the draft. I'm like, well, you know, it's really about five guys deep. And then
what happened? They caught it. Hey, no, the umpire caught it. The umpire caught it. Official had stepped away. Umpire caught it.
I did step in right in time for that, but I didn't hear that.
Yep, Jesse's back and ruling from the official.
Yeah, that's a flag. The draft was how many?
You weren't even watching.
I walked in as soon as you said that. Like, that's the first thing I heard.
This is ridiculous. You got flagged by the side judge and the official.
I go to heat up my lunch. You think you can act however?
You didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it.
No,
I heard it.
Come on, man. Come on.
Anyways,
if Michigan wasn't blocked, he would say something. Well, he's not blocked anymore. But
weren't there like a dozen trades after the 10th pick last month?
Yes, 100%.
This was the can't miss draft, and everyone was like, And by the way, we were one of them.
Yes, that Cooper Flagg draft class about to be crazy, and everybody's gearing up. You ain't getting no first round picks in this draft, none. No trades will be made. All right, so that's all I'm saying.
All right,
2026,
man.
Yes, they got some really good ball players in there. The Monster, the Boozers, Arenas. They got some good ball players.
Now, if you don't want to give up the unprotected out of fear of landing one of those guys, fair enough. This is Sacramento. It's happened once, and we got Purvis Ellison.
That's it. Always nervous Purvis.
I mean, it actually happened twice, and we messed up, but it's fine.
At least we made the pick then, though. I think the Warriors sound ridiculous and are moving in a real dumb fashion.
Yeah.
You're doing all of this because you don't like the trade proposals that are on the table. But according to Anthony Slater, our guy Anthony Slater,
mm-hmm.
you're willing to sign him on the qualifying offer, which essentially there is no trade clause, and he's not coming back. So you're like, no, we ain't doing it. We'll just have him sign the qualifying offer and get nothing. That is dumb. As the guy once said that went viral, and it said, hide your wife, hide your kids. Are you dumb?
Hide your wife, hide your kids.
That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense to me.
If you ranked great internet moments of all time, would that be one of them?
Yeah, it's one of them. It's one of the first, too, it felt like.
It would
like
that
Twitter
would be,
era.
That'd be up there. Yeah, that would be up
there. Hide your wife, hide your kids.
That'd be up there. Does it feel... This could all be fake. Posturing. Does it feel like business is picking up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Like, because Ant-Man asked the question, and I don't think he asked it not knowing the answer. I think he asked the question knowing exactly what the answer is. When he said, "Yo, what's it going to be like when the veterans come around? Like, is this going to be a distraction?" Hmm. Yes, it's going to be a distraction. Mm-hmm. Imagine being Steph Curry entering, you know, one of... I still think he has many left. One of your final training camps with a pretty decent team. Mm-hmm. And all of the questions on that first day are going to be about Jonathan Kuminga. You're Steph effing Curry. And they're going to be asking you about a 22-year-old kid. The reporters are going to be swarming his locker. They're going to run to Draymond Green to see if Draymond Green says something disrespectful.
And he will at some point.
Of course he will. The book has been written. We've seen this. Hell, we're at the point where they're going to be disrespectful to this kid no matter what happens. If a trade is done in 5 minutes, they're going to trash him that first week in camp. I won't say they. Mm-hmm. And their sources.
Let them
lose. They're going to trash him.
Let them lose 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, guys back here in the locker room who aren't bought in. That's why we not winning. Bro, this is... And once again, like I said, is this getting you closer to your goal? That's what the Warriors should be asking themselves. Is bringing Kuminga back in this situation getting you closer to winning a championship? If it's not, stop wasting your time and everybody else's time and this young guy's time.
We'll come back, man. There's a lot. I didn't think there was. But after listening to Ant, Shams, and most importantly, Mark Spears, there's stuff to discuss with this. And we will continue to do that. We'll also open up the phone lines. Where are y'all at with this? Kuminga, starter. I don't know the dollar figure, but let's say somewhere between 70 and 80. Where's everybody at on that, man? 916-909-1320. Haven't heard from y'all except for TC and Lazy in weeks, man. Hit us up. We'll come back. A lot more to discuss on this situation on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.